It was said that anyone
I thought there were questions related to the topic that was going on this afternoon. It is. Okay, but let's stick to that. Because I'm not going to go outside that boundary.
Я хотела бы узнать ваше мнение по поводу улучшения климата в общине, как общину нашу сделать более сплоченной и как улучшить отношения между преданными. Я имею в виду, что вот преданные не принимали друг друга как должное, а относились к большему уважению друг к другу.
She's full so that everybody else can understand the question.
Oh, okay. Oh,
he's going to translate it.
Oh, okay. I'm confused.
I wanted to ask...
I'm used to it right now.
I wanted to ask your opinion about our community and what can we do to make better relations between devotees in our community so that we will... properly evaluate each other.
That we don't treat each other like informally, like familiar, and improve our relationship between the devotees within the community so that the elders respect the younger, the youngest respect the elders. I mean to develop some culture within the community, because lack of culture removes people. Some people are offended. They don't want to come to the temple anymore. And especially a lot of senior devotees that came earlier than us, they are offended by the youngsters. They don't want to see and to have any relationship with the temple anymore. I know three or four examples of the devotees, and I feel very, very lucky.
Very complex question.
Очень сложный вопрос.
I've seen this in America. I've experienced it myself.
Yeah, it's happened to me.
I've gone to temples where nobody even said Hari Bol or hello or goodbye or just ignored me. It's like I wasn't even there.
But the thing is I don't.
It blew my mind.
I don't think it's the responsibility of the younger generation to be totally conscious or aware of all the older devotees. I think it's the responsibility of the older devotees to be more aware of the presence of the older devotees in the younger generation. When you try to put the burden on the younger generation, you know, for not giving sufficient attention to the older devotees, because usually the older devotees, many of them, their behavior is such that it's very difficult for the younger devotees to relate to their lifestyle.
Maybe they come in with a beard.
Yeah, that's the American way.
They don't understand.
It's hard for the younger devotees to relate to them, as they're not really
temple devotees.
Huh?
They're not temple devotees.
They're not temple devotees, but you know, they're not strict devotees.
Right. I understand.
And so I think it's really hard. This person comes, make sure you bow down to him.
Okay, but I mean, there's a general rule.
Can I do this?
Okay, I understand.
But I think it's the responsibility of the older devotees. But the problem is that all the older devotees are outside, and none of them are in the temple.
Сказал, что, возможно, это, собственно, проблема. То есть не нужно обвинять за это молодых преданных, потому что это скорее ответственность старых преданных. Потому что зачастую старые преданные приходят в таком виде, что традиционно преданные сохраняются.
And I think that's a general society problem. It's not a Moscow temple.
Can I give a comment about that, though? I joined the movement in the early 70s, and, I started coming around 1970, 71, and I joined and met Prabhupada in 74 and joined in 75. But the point is, when Prabhupada was on the planet, I absolutely do this is not my speculation. There was a remarkably different attitude between the temple devotees and anybody that stepped in the door. You were treated royally. And it didn't even matter who you were. And that endeared the guests, whether they were new or old.
I understand that.
To the management.
I thought you were talking about the younger devotees were living outside the temple. I didn't know you were talking about the temple devotees.
We're talking about temple devotees, right?
Because we're talking about temple devotees. You're talking about six people, as far as I know.
Okay, but what are we talking about? Now I'm confused. Who are we talking about? We're talking about temple devotees.
We have no temple.
Yeah, okay. That's
what you're talking about. I'm confused. Because it's different.
Temple devotees, it's a different discussion, but I thought we're talking about younger generation devotees who come to the temple in the same way the older generation devotees come to the temple.
Okay,
I would completely agree with you. I'm talking about temple devotees.
Okay, are we talking about younger devotees that live outside the temple? Okay, then we're talking about a lack of training.
Yeah, we're talking about a lack of training, which is not so easily accomplished when you consider that everybody's outside the temple. There definitely should be training programs for that. I agree there should be training programs for that, but it all comes down to training. But we're out of training programs for it. I don't know.
Я могу сказать, что нехватка обучения, но это не так легко этому обучить, потому что не так легко даже увидеть старых преданных, когда они приходят к нам. Но тем не менее, обучать это важно, обучение должно быть такое, значит.
Give me a specific example of without naming names. Give me a specific example of an incident in Moscow.
When the son of our neighbor, devotee, died, and this devotee spent a lot of her life distributing books and serving the temple doing a lot of service, and then...
That's true. Okay, someone you know, but we're not mentioning their name right now, their little boy died, and the temple absent. I went to the house to see the dead after he left his body. And I went to the crematorium and I, with a Bhagavad Gita, and I spoke with a handful of devotees. But no one in the temple management came or gave condolences or showed any interest in their tragedy.
She had to carry the body.
That's actually a fact. I witnessed
in
that.
In a small car.
What time is it?
She had to carry the body of the boy in her lap in a very small car of the devotee who is now in Gautama. And there was nobody else who could help her. I mean, she lived near
the car of the devotee.
Yeah, she lived near the temple and we helped.
That's true.
That shocked her a lot because she spent a lot of time distributing books and serving at the temple.
Now we're sort of like talking about a different subject. We're talking about the temple management, kind of. But that's absolutely true. I'm a witness to that, and I was surprised nobody in the temple even came to give them a few words of "I'm sorry, your boy died." It's just kind of.
Did they know?
Of course they knew. Everybody knew. Her house was in front of the Begavai temple, exactly within a 5-minute walk. There was no way they couldn't have known. And no one even lifted a finger to give them help or assistance or even a word of condolences. And that's pretty hurtful. And that comes from the top, So, that bewilders devotees when they see the management not even taking an interest in someone's tragedy.
Did anyone approach them?
Did anybody approach them?
The temple authorities?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. It didn't look like it.
But it must have been that case because she complained.
Понимаете? Обсуждается история преданных, который умер ребенок. И когда вот эти его крематории, и никто не помогал с травмой, и то есть просто храбрый какой-то, но не участвовал, хотя это преданное много лет снял книги, выполнял это служение.
Is this the
question? А кто-то говорил об этом?
You know who this is.
No, I haven't been to Moscow since last year.
Oh, but the woman you know.
Maybe, if I do, I heard the name. I don't know who lost their child. Nobody told me.
No, it's not recently. It's almost a few years
ago.
Still nobody told me.
So what's the point?
You asked me to give an example.
Yeah, that's one example.
What was your point?
Well, I was asking an example. I didn't know you were going to give that example.
Sorry.
Is this the general line of questions that this meeting is being formed for?
Это те вопросы, ради которых эта встреча сегодня собиралась?
Yeah, I asked the question about the community.
I know, but I want to know, is everybody coming in with a similar line of questioning, or is everybody having their own...
Сегодня на встречу все пришли именно с этими вопросами, или с какими вопросами?
No.
So actually, there were no special questions, just kind of meeting once a month to collect some leaders of Moscow community to bring them together. To give them some feeling of unity. Moscow have three meetings of such type last few months.
No, this one, right now, this one I'm asking about. Is this the line of questioning?
Oh, this is
this meeting, right now. I'm trying to get a handle on what this meeting is. Because if it's not, we can have a personal discussion on this issue.
What's the theme of the meeting?
Какая тема нашей встречи?
Theme of the meeting was, as far as I could understand from talking to devotees,
namely
Yamini Mataji,
we're talking about everybody.
We discussed it with Angiramuni Prabhu and Dada Krishna Prabhu about the community in general, how to improve the situation.
Some improvements. What is that what you said?
Improve what situation?
It's a report?
No, I am personally asking you for your opinion. How do you think the situation in the community can improve?
Вы лично просто спрашиваете ваше мнение, что можем сделать для улучшения положения в общине.
I feel like I'm really in a very difficult situation. I just arrived in Moscow.
Очень трудно. Только что приехал в Москву.
The last time I was here was last October.
Последний раз был в прошлом октябре.
For 3 hours. And the time before that was in July.
Перед тем я был в июле.
Which is 1 year ago.
Это был год назад.
And you're asking me to respond to a situation which.
Вы просите меня выразить реакцию на какие-то ситуации, которых я ничего не знаю.
But I'm asking for
We also wanted to to say about our
But before you switch, I just have to say something along the way.
Сначала я хочу вам говорить.
When I was here last year.
Когда я здесь был в прошлом году?
I was here for about 5 or 6 weeks.
Я был здесь 5 или 6 недель.
And during those 5 or 6 weeks, whatever time I gave to Moscow.
в течение этих 5-6 недель, все время, которое я посвящал в Москве, я посвящал его исключительно вот той самой теме, которую вы сегодня
говорили.
Я ничего другого не делал, будучи в Москве. Я не проводил больших программ. Я даже в храм не приходил проводить программу в то время. Я проводил встречи, посвященные как раз тем самым темам, которые вы сейчас поняли.
So that's why I'm a little bit lost words by your question.
Okay.
Because I gave as much as I could during my whole visit last year.
Я все, что можно, дал.
To hit that nail right on the head.
Как раз и сейчас.
And I don't want you to think it's that I'm insensitive to the inquiry.
То есть я не хочу, чтобы вы подумали, что я не чувствителен к конкретным случаям.
If I had to go back, I would just simply repeat everything that I did last summer to answer your question.
Я мог просто повторить все, что говорил в прошлом году, чтобы ответить на ваш вопрос.
Which most of these devotees were present for.
Большинство из этих преданных присутствовали на тех встречах.
And unfortunately, you weren't.
Вас, к счастью, не было.
So that's why I'm trying to figure out. And that's why I think that we should talk independently at this meeting.
Поэтому я сказал, что, может быть, нам нужно отдельно поговорить.
And I can sort of like give you a summary of my thoughts.
Я могу вам тогда суть выразить моих мыслей на этот счет.
I don't know. I was told that there were some questions, and I'm trying to figure out what they are. You needed to speak to me about?
Huh?
About what?
I just wanted to ask you what are your plans, because I still have to chant, so I
need to... My plan is to finish this, answering whatever questions are here, spend some time with Jaimala Prabhu, with whom I haven't spent any time since last year, and that was it for the rest of the evening, until you finish your rounds, I guess, someday. Devamrita Maharaj is going to come either the 7th evening or early 8th morning.
Fine.
And he hopes we can get at least 3 hours to talk on the 8th morning.
Then
he and I will fly.
I think 3 hours would be enough.
He and I will fly to St. Petersburg together on the 8th afternoon.
Завтра.
Просто
я целую ночь не спал, я
еще
ни одного
другого. I have an idea. Can I share it with you?
Yes.
I think the thing is, I don't know what you talked about last summer, and I'm sure you hit the nail on the head. But what
I don't know if the nail was driven anywhere. I'm just on.
Yeah, maybe
it may not move.
Okay, maybe the nail didn't hit the head. Or maybe the nail
didn't go through the wood, but I was hitting the nail on the head.
Okay.
Maybe the nail happened to be up against a piece of steel.
Let me just share a realization. I think what's lacking in this community, you see, we have it. We have the devotees need to see more senior devotees exemplifying these different things that you talked about last summer. When I lived in the Philadelphia Temple, when I first joined, when I lived in Boston Temple, when I visited all the temples in the old days, Prabhupada's disciples were trained, and it was even before the Bhakti program, but they were trained really well, and they were living examples of service to guests, service to devotees, humility, Vaishnava etiquette, etc., etc., etc. In other words, paying attention to detail, paying attention to people. Really paying attention to people. Remembering their names, just zeroing in on them, and you felt these people really care about you, rather than you show up at some temple and nobody even says hello to you. Much less take care of you. So I think that what's lacking in this temple is that feeling. I mean, there's a community feeling, because hundreds and thousands of devotees come to festivals. But what's lacking is the devotees don't feel that type of camaraderie, that type of people are taking interest in their lives, in their spiritual lives.
But who are we talking about?
talking about the Moscow Temple.
I know we're talking about the Moscow Temple, but I thought there was six stories living in the temple. That's right.
Well, and I just don't. I don't know. I never lived in the Moscow Temple, but maybe there. I don't know how. I'm not sure how to solve this problem. I can only relate
to the temple has gone through a dramatic change. It's
yeah, I understand. Run. So yeah. I don't have a solution to this problem, except that maybe the devotees themselves, since the devotees have gone through a dramatic change, because we have to have more Easter ghosties and more devotee congregational meetings with the devotees that live in a temple and the devotees that mostly live outside the temple, like the householders. We have to meet more often, not just every couple times a year at Siddhanta's house. But we have to meet a lot and do things together. Cook for feasts together.
Well, I thought that's what was happening during the festival last week. I know you weren't there, but that's what I was told. That's what that whole festival was organized as an effort to bring the devotees to do things together.
But did you tell me about that festival?
No, I was sick.
Okay, my wife was sick. I didn't even know about it.
But isn't that true?
That's not
true. I was told that that's what the festival was organized for.
My wife was sick.
I didn't know.
So that's the thing. It's very difficult.
I didn't know about it. My wife was sick. I would have done. I didn't know about it.
That was my first visit to Moscow since the day after we did the Moscow festival.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything besides that.
Uh-huh. Maybe the devotees are just feeling that type of. Maybe we just should have to increase that.
Yeah, I see.
That doesn't have to be some special occasion. It just can be done on a regular basis in some organized way.
Well, that's what I was told.
That will bring us together.
Well, I came here specially for that event, and I was told by Sian, who came up to me and thanked me so much. He said, Maharaj, he said, this was just what we needed. This, we got things on the right. Start now, this is what we need to do more often.
Okay.
And this is what he said to me, because he was really, he felt really good about the festival.
Okay.
But as I said, that was the first time I've been here since.
Yes, a long time. Yeah.
A long time. So that's all I know. I don't know anything, what went on between October and July or June, whenever it was, 27th, 26th.
Did anybody tell you about the festival at all?
Yeah, sure. I knew about
it. You knew about it?
Sure.
You didn't tell me?
I told you.
Oh, you did? My wife is sick. Are you sure? No, I think so. It must be. Maybe. She was sick anyway. She had a back problem, so we couldn't do anything anymore. So why is everybody singing? What's the problem? We're all singing. What's going on?
We're still having some problems.
What's up?
Maybe there's a problem. I just don't have the answers. But
does everybody have the same complaint? What's going on? Thank you for the result.
Я лично вот сюда вот пришла к фондовому нашу, потому что предыдущее собрание, которое было в лидерах, мне дало приглашение на эти собрания, но было очень плодотворно с моей точки
зрения. Местно, да?
Да.
First of all, I came with one point. The last leaders meeting that was 1 month ago was very fruitful, in my opinion.
Там было достаточно такие личности, как бы уже реализованные, между которыми было вообще мечтание Чандры, Госвами Махараджа, и можно было многому натаскаться.
За его читание Чандры, Прабху, Госвами Махарадж, and we could get a lot of from this meeting.
И когда пригласили вот на сегодняшний
and about today's meeting.
То шла речь о том, что эта встреча была как бы с Гурами Махараджем, Госвами Махараджем организована.
About today's meeting was supposed that it will be meeting with Guru Maharaj and Госвами Махарадж.
И даже она должна была состояться тут, и у меня сложилось такое впечатление, что это будет что-то более, чем то, что было в прошлый раз.
And I had the feeling that this meeting will be even better.
Поэтому мне очень хотелось как бы
Therefore, I had such strong desire to take part. But today another kind of thing was happening when Guru Maharaj said that those devotees who has question can come up to him. Therefore, also came to hear something from you here. You see, I can explain the situation. Devotees were waiting that you will take active part in this meeting, that you will tell something, that you will be some questions during this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But when you came at the last moment, nobody paid so much attention. This is the point of this manager.
Paid so much attention to what?
You. When you came, devotees, they just were just discussing something between themselves, and nobody requested you to speak, nobody
gave
some questions. Therefore, this matter disturbed this feel, this kind of Vaishnava apparat, or at least the meeting was not successful.
But even if they gave me attention, I probably would have really disappointed them.
Даже если бы на меня обратили внимание, я просто остался Махараджу.
I've been vomiting every day for the last 3 days. I've been able to hold my food down.
Успокойся, Махараджу, даже если бы на меня обратили внимание, когда я зашел, все равно я бы, скорее всего, ничего не смог сделать.
And that's why I stuck my head in the door and asked Maharaj if I could be excused.
Я плохо себя чувствовал последние 3 дня, поэтому я и там заглянул в дверь и сказал, просил Махараджу, чтобы меня простили.
So everyone would be real disappointed if they would have greeted me and I would have said, sorry, I'm walking upstairs.
Все бы были очень разочарованы, если бы все меня бурно приветствовали, я бы ответил, что
I was happy everybody was.
Возвращаюсь к себе на место. Я на самом деле был очень счастлив, когда увидел, что собрание уже идет, что все уже в алтарне, когда я приехал. Я могу спокойно подняться наверх.
Today is the first day I held down a little food, and it hasn't been easy.
И это первый день, когда я смог вообще какую-то пищу ходить. И это было не так уж легко для меня.
Вы хотели покушать,
но... So you wanted to take some prasada, but it's six?
No, I didn't want to take prasada.
Нет, я не хочу.
Huh?
Why?
Why? Sorry. Only Agni knows.
But Agni knows.
Что лидерам как-то надо схватиться, подружиться и нам учиться друг другим заботиться.
Last year on the leaders meeting you told us that leaders should develop more close, more friendly relationships and try to take care of each other.
Но вот, ну, когда я, ну, как бы, вот, ну, анализировала вот это, вот, да, по моим, ну,
but when I tried to analyze last year,
мало,
I could see that not much. Not much happened in this regard. Nothing have changed in these relationships.
Учиться вот этому
So how
we
can learn this art of proper association, proper relationships?
I feel like the time machine, time warp.
Или кажется, похоже на машину времени.
Дежавю.
Где-то я это уже видел. Нужно вернуться, повторить все, что я говорил тогда.
Могу я сказать? In June.
Я провел 11 дней в июне.
Okay. I took all these talks that I gave in Moscow.
Я собирал все беседы, которые я проводил в Москве.
In Ukraine.
В Украине.
And all the places that I spoke on this subject.
И во всех местах, где я говорил на эту тему.
I also wrote part of a book.
Я написал часть книги.
And the book will be published.
Was published?
It will be published.
Эта книга будет опубликована.
Перед Одесским фестивалем.
Перед Одесским фестивалем.
It'll be about 150 pages.
Там будет 150 страниц.
It'll be all the answers to these questions.
Там будут все ответы на все эти вопросы.
Все
хорошо. Radhakund's working on it right now. Sri Radha's working on it right now. The editing. Radhakund's working on the translation.
Radhakund сейчас занимается переводом.
What is working on the layout?
Делают макет.
And I have to work on the last chapter.
И мне остается написать последнюю главу.
Which I wanted to try to finish here.
Которую я постараюсь закончить здесь.
Ну да, потому что сейчас
I was hitting the nail on the head, but it might have been trying to get into iron.
Я пытался, значит, попасть молотком по шляпке гвоздя, думал, что забивал этот гвоздь в дерево. Но оказывается, видимо, я так понимаю, что я пытался забить этот гвоздь в металл. Скажи, что я себя чувствую как такой машиной времени. Или, по крайней мере, что у меня вот этот вот эффект дежавю, что где-то я это уже слышу.
Вот думаю, have some hope.
That's a good question.
That's a very good question. Yes, I say there's definitely hope.
Да, несомненно, надежда есть.
With a desire, there's hope.
Если есть желание, то есть надежда.
Isn't it?
Не правда ли?
That's the whole basis of spiritual life.
Это есть основа духовной жизни.
If there's no desire, then I say there's no hope.
А если нет желания, тогда надежды нет.
I would suggest that these devotees that are so concerned with this issue that they should examine themselves to be able to practice this themselves.
Я бы предложил тем преданным, которые так обеспокоены этим, чтобы они сами себя проверили, насколько они способны
всему.
Они не могут ожидать, что все изменится за одну ночь.
I think you expect. Another thing I noticed just watching Maharaj all these years in Moscow.
Еще одна вещь, которую я заметил, наблюдая за Махараджем эти годы в Москве.
Who's Maharaj
Bhaktivedanta? No, you. Excuse me. No, the devotees come to you and they think that you're going to give them some magical advice and a magic wand and everything will be okay, and then it's next day it's the same as it was before. This is something you got to work on. It takes time.
No, подобные на следующий день приходят с теми самыми вопросами.
На самом деле
нужно время, чтобы что-то достичь, нужно время.
You have to work on it yourselves, amongst yourselves. You
нужно работать над собой, между собой.
Within the, and
there are deeper philosophical issues involved.
И тут есть глубокие философские моменты.
But, and I touched upon them last year.
Но я касался этого в прошлом году.
About rising to the Madhyama platform.
Это вопрос о подъеме на уровень Мадхьямы.
Okay. Yeah. I agree.
Because unless one rises to the Madhyama platform.
Потому что до тех пор, пока человек не поднимется на уровень Мадхьямы,
there is no basis for mutual loving relationships.
Нет основы для взаимных любовных отношений.
According to Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
В соответствии с мнением Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
It doesn't exist.
Это невозможно.
Right.
So, I mean, I touched upon it, I spoke a little bit about it last year.
Я говорил об этом немного в прошлом году.
We're finishing.
Мы уже заканчиваем. Когда я не
слышал. Okay, the end.
Да, слушай, конец. Потом записи послушаем.
So, it means associating with higher, with the devotees who are on a higher platform.
Нужно общаться с преданными, которые находятся на более высоком уровне.
And we discussed this in a different meeting.
Мы обсуждали это на другой встрече.
I had a meeting specifically with the leaders, and we were discussing this point about Madhyama association.
Мы встречались с небольшой группой лидеров, обсуждали эту тему об общении с Мадьяма.
What are the characteristics of Madhyama?
Каковы качества Мадхьямы?
And how, when one has the association of more advanced devotees, then it helps them to see other devotees in a more loving way.
То, как общение с более старшими преданными позволяет им относиться к другим преданным с большей любовью.
Because if you're experiencing love,
потому что если вы получаете любовь,
then you can share it with others.
Тогда вы можете делиться ею
But
с другими.
If you're not experiencing, it's very difficult.
Но если вы не получаете, то это очень тяжело.
I think one problem is devotees who are not on a higher platform think themselves to be on a higher platform.
Проблема в том, что преданный, кто не находится на высоком
уровне,
находящийся на нем.
There becomes all types of false ego conflicts.
И отсюда возникают эти конфликты ложного
эго. Yeah,
lack of respect for other people.
Well, that's what
Kanishtha
means. Yeah, Kanishtha.
But that's what we're dealing with.
Kanishtha means sectarian, that they can't see beyond their own personal interests.
Kanishtha означает, что он не способен видеть выше своих собственных интересов.
We have mostly Kanishtha accords.
Но похоже, в Москве у нас много Kanishtha
accords.
That's a big problem.
Это большая проблема.
And it also within that problem comes impersonalism.
И в эту проблему включается персонализм.
Yeah.
Да. I mean, we say Krishna's supreme personality, Godhead, but we deal with devotees as if they don't matter anymore. I've had so many disappointing experiences in my lifetime. I mean, mostly good, but I could, if I let all that affect me, I wouldn't just not even be around. If I let everything, I think you're very sensitive. You let everything hurt you. You're not going to find a perfect. It's not a perfect world. You're not going to find. You're rarely going to find a perfect devotee. You're looking.
There are false expectations.
You're expecting too much from the devotees.
Ложные ожидания. Мы ожидаем слишком много от
преданных. You're going to be consistently let down because we're all just not Maharaj.
Yeah, so the point is that when we falsely expect it to come from somebody who can't give it, it's like expecting, to get, milk from a bull.
Если мы ожидаем чего-то от кого-то, кто не может этого дать, то же самое, что ожидать молока от быка.
And the point is that first we should become cows.
Прежде мы должны стать коровами, чтобы давать молоко.
But we expect to take milk from bulls.
А мы ожидаем, что мы получим молоко, почему?
And everybody has false expectations about what they're supposed to get from somebody else.
И у каждого есть некие ложные ожидания, что он должен от кого-то что-то получить.
And Madhyama means that a Madhyama means is that if others are not on the right platform.
И Мадхьяма означает, что если другие не находятся на должном уровне,
then it's I'm responsible.
Тогда я несу ответственность.
Not we tend to always say they're responsible.
Обычно мы всегда говорим, что они отвечают.
But a Madhyama who's a preacher.
А Мадхьяма проповедник.
who sees Krishna in the hearts of others,
который видит Кришну в сердцах других,
he feels or she feels the responsibilities on me because that person is not like that.
Он чувствует, что я отвечаю за то, что этот человек не на должном уровне. У меня есть другое еще
реализация.
Если преданные будут ходить и проповедовать, занимаясь изучением книг, они поднимутся, их сознание поднимется, потому что они спасают других людей. Они будут серьезно продвигаться. И на них уже не так легко будет воздействовать каким-то вещам.
Это
не
так же. I can say as a book distributor, I certainly have. I remember one temple commander in.
Я был издателем книг, я никогда не был комендантом.
Do you remember this guy, this brahmachari? He had like a face discoloration.
Muktavadi.
Yeah, one side of his face was completely, the skin was a different color. Yeah, but he, good-hearted devotee, but, whoa, difficult to deal with. Ooh.
He doesn't get another one.
Is he still around?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like, it's like probably one of the founding pillars of the
Buddha. That's good. But in the days in Boston, I found it very difficult to deal with. But because we were all book distributors, even him, it all helps us keep the same place.
Maharaj, you said that we should associate with senior devotees.
Какого рода должно быть это общение? Потому что ну, много лет мы как бы вроде с ними общаемся, мы слушаем лекции.
What kind of association that should be? Because we, for example, listen to lectures for many years.
Мы приходим на даршины.
We also come to darshans.
Но результатом является ситуация, которая сегодня.
But the result we see, what we see. So what type of association should be that?
Real association is that type of association that happens in the heart.
Истинное общение – то общение, которое происходит в сердце.
Sometimes people come to lectures and they hear.
Иногда люди приходят на лекции и слушают.
But the effect it has in the heart is very temporary.
Но воздействие, которое происходит на их сердце, очень временное.
They don't carry it very far.
И они не очень беспокоятся об этом.
They say, oh, that was a nice lecture.
Они говорят, о, замечательная была лекция.
And they say that the next day. Someone said, really, what was the lecture about?
А на следующий день если их спросят, о чем была лекция?
I can't remember, but I remember it was nice.
Я не помню, но лекция была хорошая.
I remember I felt good when I was listening.
Я помню, что мне было хорошо, когда я ее слушал.
So, real association is that association actually that takes place in the heart.
Истинное общение то, которое происходит в сердце.
And when one actually... You know, it's like I'll give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, somebody was asking me in Kyiv.
Пример пару недель назад кто спросил меня в Киеве.
They were asking me a question.
Они спросили меня.
Somebody really close to me is leaving Kyiv.
Кто-то, кто очень близок мне, покидает Киев.
And it's very difficult. I don't know how to deal with it. How do I?
Я не знаю, что же мне
делать. Deal with the loss of association.
Что мне делать с этой потерей общения?
And I answered by saying that.
Я ответил, сказав.
Why are they close to you?
Что, а почему он так близок к тебе?
So the person answered, well, because they're giving me a lot of association.
Ну, потому что он давал мне очень много общения.
So I said that means they must have given you something very valuable.
Но это значит, что он дал тебе что-то очень ценное, сказал я.
Right. So they said yes.
Он сказал да.
So I said, if somebody gives you something valuable, don't you keep it very dear to you?
Но если кто-то дал вам что-то очень ценное, то разве не будете это хранить?
It's like your best friend gives you something very valuable. You always put it right in a very prominent place in your room.
Если ваш друг подарил вам что-то очень ценное, то вы будете держать это на каком-то почетном месте в вашей комнате.
Because it means a lot to you.
Что для вас это много значит?
Right. So you always keep it in a very prominent place.
Всегда будете держать этот подарок на очень важном месте.
So I said similarly, if somebody has given you so much,
подобным образом, если кто-то дает вам так много,
then the best way to associate with that person is to use what they've given you.
Как можно общаться с ним, это использовать то, что вам дали.
If you don't use what they've given you,
если вы не используете то, что вам дали,
then how have you really appreciated what they've given you?
То как вы можете оценить то, что вам дали?
But when you use what you get, what they've given you,
но когда вы используете то, что вам дали,
you're associating with them.
Вы общаетесь.
And you remember them.
И помните этих людей.
So it's the same thing when we're associating with devotees who are giving us something.
Когда мы общаемся с преданными, которые дают нам что-то.
If we're really getting something of value,
если на самом деле получаем что-то ценное,
we have to keep it in a very prominent place.
Мы должны держать это в каком-то очень важном месте.
What's the most prominent place? What's the most prominent place to keep it?
А что это за самое важное место?
Сердце.
In your heart.
Heart.
When you keep those instructions in a very prominent place in your heart,
когда вы держите эти наставления в очень важном месте в своем сердце,
then you know you're associated.
Тогда вы на самом деле общаетесь. Last time you at your lecture you said he says that we should not make some obstacles to the devotional service of others. Can we give some examples?
Examples of making obstacles to others' devotion?
Например, того, как мы можем починять препятствия других преданных.
By thinking my devotional service is more important than someone else's.
Думая, что мое преданное служение более важно, чем чье-то еще.
My devotional service is more important.
Мое преданное служение более важно.
If I think that way,
если я думаю так,
then obviously then I'll do certain things. Even unknowingly, that will obstruct.
То несомненно, я даже не зная того, буду делать что-то, что будет мешать.
Without realizing.
Не понимая.
Or sometimes it's even worse.
И иногда даже все хуже.
Sometimes out of envy.
Иногда из зависти.
We may very knowingly obstruct somebody.
Мы можем сознательно мешать кому-то в служении.
By standing in the way of something that they're trying to do.
Стоя на пути чего-то, что они пытаются сделать.
By creating something that appears to be more important to be done at the time when that person is supposed to be doing that service.
Создавая впечатление, что есть что-то более важное, что нужно сделать, когда он делает свое служение.
That's envy.
Есть зависть.
To knowingly, to willing to do something to obstruct another person.
Сознательно делать что-то, что препятствует служению другим.
There's so many different examples of obstructing somebody else's service.
Может быть много разных примеров.
But of course, if that person is actually spiritually advanced.
Но если этот человек на самом деле духовно продвинут,
then they see no obstacles in their service.
Тогда он не будет видеть препятствий в вашем служении.
And that's when envy becomes even stronger.
От этого ваша зависть будет еще более сильной.
Because you see, this person is not actually affected by the obstacles.
Вы будете видеть, что на этого человека не влияет те препятствия, которые вы перед ним ставите.
That's exactly what happened with Indra.
Это как раз то, что происходило с Индрой.
Narayana Rishi. Indra became tried to put forth so many obstacles because he saw that Narayana Rishi is becoming too powerful.
Индра, видя, что Нараяна Риши становится слишком могущественным, посылал ему столько препятствий.
And sent forth all these beautiful heavenly damsels,
небесных девушек, которые должны были вызвать падение.
But Narayana Rishi was not in the least effect.
Но Нараяна Риши не обратил на никого внимания.
Indra was envious.
Индра испытывал зависть.
Couldn't tolerate.
И не мог этого терпеть. So it means that envy of others cannot create obstacles to the person.
What's that? What's that? Envy of others cannot create obstacles?
Yeah.
It cannot create obstacles in the person who doesn't allow obstacles to obstruct this.
Для того человека, который не позволяет этим препятствиям мешать ему служению.
But that's no justification to create obstacles out of envy.
Это не значит, что мы должны поэтому создавать какие-то препятствия.
The only obstacles you're creating is your own devotional service.
На самом деле, единственное препятствие, которое вы создаете, препятствие для своего собственного преданного служения, если вы делаете это.
Как избавиться? избавиться от ложного эго при общении с преданными?
How to become devoid of false ego in the association of devotees?
By serving someone who has no false ego.
By
serving someone who has no false ego.
Служа кому-то, у кого нет ложного эго. How we can find out that the person has no false ego?
By serving him.
Служа ему.
You don't understand? How do you know somebody's heart unless you serve them?
Сложно понять сердце кого-то до тех пор, пока вы ему не служите.
How did the who was it? The kick Lord Vishnu in the chest?
Бригамуни.
How did Бригамуни find out about the glories of Lord Vishnu?
Как Бригамуни определил славу Господа Вишну?
In other words, he saw that his behavior of the Lord, and he understood that this person is.
Он наблюдал за поведением Господа и увидел, что эта личность свободна от ложного эго.
Doesn't mean you have to go kick people.
Но это значит, что вы должны ходить и бить.
But you have to say, but what you really have to see is that if this person can tolerate me.
Но вы увидите, что человек вас терпит.
And still be merciful to me.
И все еще милостив ко мне.
Despite my false ego.
Несмотря на мое ложное эго.
He must be free from false ego.
Должно быть у него ложного эго нет.
That's how you find out.
Вот так вы и найдете.
This person is still merciful to me.
Смотрите, он все еще милостив ко мне.
Despite my false ego.
Несмотря на мое ложное эго.
Must be somebody that's worth serving.
Значит, да, ему стоит служить.
Now you understand? All right, I'm going to end.
Я хотел бы закончить.
I want to spend some time with Jai Mahalo.
Я хотел провести какое-то время с Jai Mahalo.